The groundbreaking 1998 study that examined adverse childhood experiences and their lifelong effects identified 10 specific sorts of traumas.
Physical and sexual and verbal abuse, physical and emotional neglect, and then 5 types of family dysfunctions, living with a parent who's an alcoholic, living with a parent who's been diagnosed mentally ill or who is depressed, having a family member in prison, witnessing a mom being abused, and also experiencing divorce or abandonment. The more types you had, the more your risk of getting adult onset of chronic disease and mental illness and being violent and being a victim of violence.
Jane Stevens is a Davis-based journalist and advocate for greater awareness and response to ACEs and their repercussions. She led a training in Santa Rosa Thursday morning hosted by the Child Parent Institute. This is a growing social concern, she says, because when people have more than one of these injurious experiences, the negative effects are compounded.
If you have 4 types of these adverse childhood experiences, your risk of heart attack increases by 2 times. You're almost 3 times more likely to have chronic pulmonary lung disease. You're 12 times more likely to attempt suicide. You're 7 times more likely to be an alcoholic. It increases autoimmune diseases, diabetes, you name it.
These findings were surprising initially, but Stephen says that further research explained the causal connection.
There's all these toxic stress hormones that run through the brain and the body. It actually changes the structure and the function of the brain. If you're not ever experiencing any respite from that, you live for years with this. These toxic stress hormones essentially eat away at your organ systems. So even if you may not be overweight or have high cholesterol score, if you have an ACE score of 4 or higher, your risk of having a heart attack will increase.
For young people, the first outward manifestations are often behavioral, drinking, acting out, aggressive confrontations, which can lead to expulsions or even arrests, a harsh response that usually makes matters worse. Stevens advocates for a more understanding reaction instead.
Instead of taking a hammer and coming down on them and saying, "What's wrong with you, you stupid kid? We're going to kick you out." They say, "What happened to you? And how can we help you? And how can we help your family?" So rather than shame, blame, and punishment, it's more of an understanding and a nurturing and a healing approach.
And she sees that beginning to take hold.
Almost every sector you can think of, whether it's law enforcement or prisons or schools, somebody has learned about this research and is saying we can do something different to make sure that we aren't traumatizing already traumatized people. Instead, we're helping them and healing them, making sure that we are not passing this on, that we're helping parents so that when they go home, they don't take this out on their kids. So any sector that you name, there's somebody who's developing ways to change this. There's always an early adopter in every crowd saying, "You know, I've been doing things all wrong, and I'm going to change what I'm doing."
As a resource for those people, Stevens has created the websites ACEs Too High and ACEs Connections for laypeople and professionals, respectively. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.